What is up, Jamal? I heard you spewing some nonsense yesterday.
What? Me spew nonsense?
And it's nonsense that I've told you before is nonsense, so I'm very disappointed in you.
No, no, no. All I do is spread the truth.
No, you said evolution has racist origins, and we've talked about how
that's
not the case.
Well, that's true. Charles Darwin's book, Origin of Species. You want to, like, read the full name of it?
It was the 1850s. Well, he wrote it actually in the. Well, he didn't write. I don't know when he wrote it, but it was the mid 1800s. The way we use words changes. When he said for the preservation of favored races, he wasn't even. He actually didn't talk about humans at all in that book. Did you know that?
Bruh.
Okay, Jamal.
Actually,
he doesn't talk about humans in that book at all. Did you know that?
I don't know. I didn't read the book. But
yeah, well, of course not. And yet you have a very strong opinion. Can you be racist towards giraffes, Jamal?
Listen, you know,
no,
and I know.
Okay, so you're completely ducking this. And I can't remember what it is, blah, 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 on the preservation of preferred races or whatever. It's just another way of saying different species or different variations within the same species. That's all that means.
Right.
That book
so
is not about
really
humans.
Playing...
Darwin wrote a book about humans called The Descent of Man.
Yeah, so are
and Darwin
you really
was,
going to try to
he was,
deny?
Sorry, I, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, are you really trying to deny the racist...
Okay, you are
group?
Now completely switching. You have this is a dirty, slimy trick. Your claim is 100% wrong, and now you're pretending that you meant something else. Now you're about to say, are you really denying that Darwin had racist opinions?
Bro,
he did have racist opinions.
Wait,
but
wait.
The book on the origin of species, your claim was centered around, hey, what's the full title of the book?
And that has
nothing to do with what you were saying, and now you're just completely changing it.
I have quotes of by Charles Darwin.
That is great. I'm pretty sure I know what you're going to say. You're going to say the part about where he talks about how the European races will annihilate the other races, right?
Yeah, and he talked about the Aboriginals of Australia in a very, like, racist
yes, he said
way.
They were stupid. He was racist, yes.
Okay,
compared to other
all
people
right.
Of it, compared to other people of his time, he was a radical progressive. He was also an abolitionist.
Oh, my goodness. Face palm.
Jamal, do you think Abraham Lincoln was racist?
Oh, yeah, I believe. Wasn't he a slave owner?
Abraham Lincoln? No.
He wasn't? Okay. All right, never mind.
Do you know who Abraham Lincoln is?
Yeah, he's the 16th president of the United States. I think 16th. Or is it 15th or 14th?
16th.
I don't remember, man.
Do you know why 16th. He's universally regarded as our greatest president?
I don't know. I don't believe he was.
Well, the reason people think so is he held the country together during a civil war. And he managed to get the 13th and 14th Amendments through, which abolished slavery, which was, but,
yeah, but
despite that,
want...
he had very racist opinions.
I know.
For his time, he was very forward-thinking and did something great. Whereas there were other people, a bunch of Bible thumpers in the South that wanted to perpetuate chattel slavery. No, not
William,
no. They were Bible
William,
thumping
William,
Christians
William,
who were
Wilberforce,
who were practicing
William,
slavery. So,
William
if you're going to say somebody
thumping.
Was Jamal, 100 years from now, people are going to think you and I are racist. Does that mean that we are? Is that the actual accurate way to think about this?
Oh my goodness, bro, this is crazy. So you're judging people based on their time. You're like a relativist. I believe that. No matter the time or
it can
or
be
place
wrong
live,
and it can still be better than other people who are also wrong.
But it's still wrong.
Of course it's
wrong,
but it can be less wrong than other things. Would you rather get a burn on the tip of your finger or have your entire body covered in burns? Both of your options suck. Which one do you want?
What? Come on, bro. Let's not try to diminish their bad beliefs or harmful beliefs, okay? Come on,
Let's
let's
not
put
try to
that there.
compare two bad options where one is obviously more bad than the other to another thing where the options are both bad.
Oh my goodness.
So,
Anyways,
anyways,
man.
what's up?
Yeah. I want to tell you that why do you believe the Big Bang happened? I have a question, like why do you believe the Big Bang happened?
I know that you asked a question, and I kind of get annoyed when people respond by asking a different question, but are you okay with me doing that? If you're not okay, that's fine. I'll just answer your question.
Yeah, go ahead, sure.
Do you know what the Big Bang is?
Yeah, so the Big Bang is the supposed idea of the supposed universe coming from a singularity. It's just all matter and energy that's contained in the singularity, something, a point called a supposed singularity. And somehow, some way, it expanded, that's how we get the universe as it is today.
Good. So I'm glad you didn't say it's the universe coming from nothing, because a lot of people say that.
Okay,
So
so what is the
20
singularity
points to
then?
you for not saying that. So I have no idea what, or, well, sorry, that wasn't your question. Sorry. We know that the big, so in that description that you gave, which was a pretty good description, we don't know if it was like really a singularity or not. And that's okay, but. Is the universe expanding? Yes, we know that.
But
Right?
what's it expanding into?
Well, we have no idea, possibly nothing, but the universe is expanding. So that part of the Big Bang theory we know is true.
Sure. Okay. I think I read
Sounds like
like
you
a
agree with the
recent.
Big Bang theory.
No, I don't, but I
What
read
part
like
of
a
it do you
recent.
not agree with? You agree that the
Well,
universe is
the Bible.
expanding.
I believe the universe is expanding, but I don't know if it came from this.
That's a really big part of the Big
Well,
Bang.
I don't know, but I did read a recent news report saying that scientists now they disbelieve or have doubts about the Big Bang. Did you read about that?
What was your source? Because every sort of claim I've heard about that comes from a non-scientific source and they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, I'll have to like look it up and check it out later, look into it later. But
That's
I have
fine.
a
So,
question though.
oh, just really quick.
Yeah.
The new telescope we built, it's finding some new things, but it's not disproving the universe or the Earth, sorry, disproving the universe. It's not disproving the age of the universe, or the Big Bang. It's telling us that possibly the universe could be many millions of years older than we think it is, but in a universe that's 14 billion years old, that amounts to peanuts.
That's interesting.
Why do people
So
say peanuts? I have no idea.
I have a
What's your other
question.
question?
So I read about these perimeters of a universe that allows for universe to exist, and they say it's so finely well-tuned.
Fine-tuning argument,
Yeah, so
yeah.
like these cosmic constants or perimeters, whatever we call it, is so well-balanced. And scientists, or at least
Damn,
some
dude, you
scientists,
okay?
yeah, I have like a little fever, but some
Oh,
scientists
yeah.
say that it's kind of like, it's kind of suspect. It's kind of sus, right? That the universe, the perimeters that allow for stars to exist and planets to exist, and the perimeters of gravity and the nuclear weak force,
So,
blah blah blah. All of
right.
that, yeah. So
So, are you.
what's the response to that?
Well, I have several responses to that. So, like, are you. This fine-tuning argument, there's different versions of it. Are you saying, like, it's finely tuned for intelligent life? Or just, like, to exist at all?
Well, for any kind of life, for
Okay.
life and stars and stuff like that, right?
Sure. So this is, I think this is kind of what people call the anthropic principle. so like it's an interesting thing to suppose that, yeah, maybe the constants are so finely balanced specifically to allow intelligent life. But I mean, if that's the case, I don't think that would be a good argument for a god at all. If the universe is finely tuned for intelligent life, then intelligent life is obviously ubiquitous, extremely common in the universe. We know of hundreds of billions of galaxies. There's no reason to think that there aren't tens of billions, if not more than a trillion planets
Yeah,
in
that's
each
another
of them.
thing.
And if fine-tuning for intelligence is part of the universe, then that intelligent life would be everywhere. There would be
That's
no
not even
miracle
true
required at all for
yet.
life.
So, I forgot the name of the scientist, but he said that even for life to exist anywhere in the planet or in the universe, there still needs to be a lot of a finely tuned conditions, right? So they talk about how the Earth is like the right distance from the sun, and
Yeah, I mean, that's not really that. I don't find those all that convincing either. Go ahead.
and they'll say like, oh, and the Earth needs a moon because they need for the moon to exist, for life to exist, because the tide. I don't know. They come up with a whole bunch of stuff. It's like, wow. It makes it seem as if that we were purposely put here. That's
So
their reason.
I've heard arguments like that, and they're interesting, but like again, like if Earth were closer to the sun than Mercury, and when we looked at Mercury, we noticed that its surface is hundreds and hundreds of degrees, but here we are even closer to the sun, and the temperatures are low. Then we would say there is no scientific explanation for the conditions we find here on Earth. It actually makes no sense. And so saying that maybe somehow something weird is controlling conditions on Earth, then it would seem miraculous. But Earth being in
It
this zone where life works doesn't seem miraculous at all. I mean, we know that Mars had water for a really long time.
Come
We have no idea if Mars ever had life, but we haven't really checked like at all. If that's the case, because that's very difficult scientific work to do. But no, Earth could have been as far away from the sun as Mars is and still have liquid water and tectonic plates,
But
and,
no life.
assuming we had a moon, all that stuff would happen. Now, evolution would have happened differently on Earth if that were the case, but Earth would still have life on it.
So that will segue to my next question here. So we have life on Earth, obviously, right? And Earth is the only planet that we know of that has life.
Well,
Yeah,
I mean,
there's
that's
never
kind
life
of,
outside of
yeah,
Earth.
but we haven't even looked. I mean,
Yes,
there
we
was a
have.
civilization that lived on Easter Island. Easter Island is super tiny. It's like the size of a small town. Like a t
Haven't we sent probes to Mars to like check dirt and stuff like that and analyze it?
Jamal, there are
There's no.
probably a trillion planets just in our galaxy.
But you said we haven't looked. We have looked, and there's no life as far
If
as we
we've
know.
looked in one out of, well, we've also been to the moon and Venus and the moon Titan, but we haven't really looked in those places with any kind of rigor. But even if we've looked in 1,000 places, there are a trillion more.
All right. So I want you to have a like an open mind here, okay? I know you're
I'll
an
get my sock.
atheist and tend to like struggle with this, but think about this, right?
Oh, that was rude.
The universe is well finely tuned, right? The Earth, we're in this habitable zone. It's all the conditions are just right for life to exist here. And then we have like life itself, right? You obviously believe in abiogenesis. I'm gonna assume that you believe in it, right? And that is miraculous in of itself because,
It's not
according to
miraculous.
scientists, it is because scientists can't even create a single cell from scratch. Yet you want to like believe that somehow, some way, that these conditions came together at one point in time in one area of planet Earth, and this life was formed, and somehow that life that was formed replicated. Like, come on, like, what? Don't you think that that's highly, 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 a trillion highly unhighly likely, unlikely to happen?
It might be unlikely, but that doesn't make it a miracle.
I mean, if an event that is exceedingly unlikely happens, I think
The
in a
question
way
is,
we can
how did
call it
it
a miracle.
happen?
What'd you say?
The question is, how did it happen? If it
Exactly.
happened through mere physical means, chemistry or whatever on our planet, then it is not a miracle. If some sort of cosmic being went zzz, and then all of a sudden was formed a fully functioning human, yeah, that's miraculous.
And on top of that, right? Not only there's life, but there's consciousness, right? So
Yeah, but
you mean
I
to
don't even
believe
know what
that all of
consciousness
this?
is. I don't think you do either.
Well, we know that. Okay, well, we know that we have consciousness. Well, I
We're
have
convinced we
consciousness.
have it, yeah.
Right. So we have this inner life, right? We can like self-reflect. We can plan ahead. We have this sentience. We can feel. We can philosophize. We can appreciate beauty and classical music, jazz music. We can mourn and grieve. We have all these subjective, qualitative experiences. We have qualia, right? Yet, I want to say that all of this was just one big accident. Like, come on, bro. Like, seriously, be honest
Not
with
an
yourself.
accident, because the universe operates according to natural law, there is cause and effect behind everything. They're not accidental. You think
But the
that there has to be a teleology behind it. Now, it doesn't have to be a conscious teleology behind it, but things happen for a reason. It's not an accident. But you're kind of also saying these are the attributes humans have. Therefore, the thing that's responsible for the universe existing must be like a human, it must have a mind. That's so conceited. It's so egocentric, and
No, I
that's
believe
how people
well,
are. This
no.
isn't a unique you thing or anything like that, but it's super 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 conceited. 'Cause I mean, why are we picking on that? 31 years ago, when I was a baby, I shit regularly. God must shit his pants because we are made in his image. That sounds pretty dumb, doesn't it?
But we're the only life forms on this earth that has like this higher cognitive abilities, right? We can
So? So
philosophize.
why would the
We
thing
have a
that
deeper
made
mind.
the universe have those properties?
Yeah, because I believe that just as life can only beget life, I believe that consciousness can only beget conscious. Like consciousness cannot come from dead matter. I
Oh,
don't believe that.
Jamal, come on. You don't think a fertile you don't think a sperm cell has consciousness, do you?
I mean, I believe that like it may have like some rudimentary like degree of consciousness. I don't know.
Well,
Like
then
we just
so would a
don't.
bacteria.
Okay, fine. But the point is consciousness exists,
Yeah.
and we can't reduce it to matter, right? It's
Oh, I
something
think we
that is inherent.
absolutely can.
No, we can correlate it with certain brain states, sure. But we cannot reduce it. We can't weigh a thought. We can't
I
weigh.
know.
We can't measure the color red, right? Because red, the redness of red, is something subjective, right?
Yeah.
We can like measure like the wavelength of light, right? We're like, oh, that's in that sense. But these things are just like only exist in the mind, right? And there's nothing physical that says that, oh yeah, minds must exist. There's like nothing in the physical world that says that minds exist. I think it's very miraculous, to tell you the truth. I don't know if I'm making sense,
Well,
but
just because
like
we
you.
don't know what it is doesn't mean it is a miracle, an actual miracle, miraculous. Like I've seen magic tricks that I'll never be able to explain, but I don't believe in real magic, and I don't think you do either, you know. In terms of like consciousness not being physical, I mean, I don't think we have anything other than evidence that physical, like that are so, how do I say this? I don't think we have any evidence that our consciousness continues existing when our brains stop functioning, you know?
Well, I don't
So
know
the
that.
consciousness is not physical, but like saying something is physical can mean different things. Like we can consider energy to be physical because it interacts with matter, so it's therefore physical.
Yeah,
In
we
that
can
respect, I
measure
think that
things.
consciousness is physical. I just don't know what it is.
No, it's not physical. We can't. Have you ever seen a thought? Have you ever weighed
If I
a
close my eyes,
thought?
yeah.
Okay, but that's you experiencing your own consciousness, but someone outside of you cannot experience your thoughts. They can't see your
Yes.
thoughts. All they
Yeah,
can do, all they can.
I don't know what it is, but I don't think it's a miracle. There's
Yeah,
just
they don't think it's a miracle.
that's not evidence, and it's not really an argument. It's
I
not
think
much of an
no,
argument, I
I
guess.
think I think I think that is a powerful argument for something immaterial about us. I think substance dualism, or like dualism in general, I think that kind of points to an immaterial part of us. There's more to us than just
So,
the physical.
if our thoughts are non-physical, then how can they interact with us? See, that's where it's like some
Well,
people talk
yeah,
about
I
free will in
mean,
this way too. If our thoughts aren't physical, then I don't see any way how they could possibly interact with us. And so therefore, there would be like literally no point in even having if the thoughts are non-physical, then the body is doing what it does independent of the thoughts. But I'm pretty darn sure that my
no.
thoughts are
Well,
as a result of stuff in the physical world. Like, for example, that kind of hurt. You know? That's what I'm thinking right now.
there's like some like there's like philosophical ideas about this. There's a actually a scientist. He's a Nobel Peace Prize winner. His name is John Eccles, right? And he was a neuroscientist, and he believed that the mind interacted with the body in some way. That we haven't figured out yet. He calls it like substance dualism type, like a type of interactionism. So maybe that is the case, because yes, our mind does influence the physical world, obviously, right? But also the body can influence the mind, right? Like when you get drunk, right? Your mind is influenced, right? But you can also influence the mind. You can change, you could actually change the structure of your brain by the way you think when you change your thought patterns, right? So I believe
Yeah,
that there
but
is.
where do the thoughts come from in the first place? I think they come from. I see no evidence that mental states change brain states. I only see it the other way around. Even if
But
we're
you
not aware of when those thoughts, or where exactly those thoughts come from, that's not evidence that they come from something non-physical or from outside of the body. That's just we don't know.
You think that, but like in our everyday experience, it does seem like our thoughts come from from something like outside of us. Not
Yeah, it
that's a
seems
bad
that
way
way,
to
but
explain it.
that's not evidence. That's just an argument.
Okay. I mean, so if that's the case, if everything is caused by like your brain, like the physical, then do you believe that you have free will? Because like
No.
everything in the physical, you don't believe you have free will.
No.
Oh my goodness. Are you serious?
No, neither do you. You believe in a God that already knows the future.
So when you choose to lift up your left hand, you're saying that it wasn't you that chose to do that. It was just
Oh no, it
your.
was me. Not having free will doesn't mean we don't make decisions. What you're really saying is nobody makes free choices, their free will makes choices. And what is this free will? Well, nobody knows, but What it really means is something that isn't a part of our physical self, or sorry, what it means is something that isn't part of our physical self is controlling us. And that's actually, that seems like a really gross idea.
Wait, can you, you lost me there. So you're saying that your choices are caused by something, by the physical world, so you don't really have free will choice. Is that what you're saying?
That is what I believe. That's not really what I was saying. I was just saying that if I claim I don't have free will, that doesn't mean that I don't make choices. I do make choices. What you're arguing is that our free will makes those choices. But what is free will? And nobody knows what free will is.
Okay, so you believe that, you believe in like cause and effect, right? And I think
everything that goes on up here is cause and effect in sort of a bottom up.
So therefore, you cannot have like free will choices outside of that cause and effect. Cause and effect.
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
You're pretty much like everything you're doing and thinking is predetermined, pretty much, in a sense, right? Because it's just cause and effect.
Yeah, in a way.
You actually believe that?
Yeah.
Wow. So you have like...
Give me evidence to the contrary. Tell me what free will is.
Yeah, I would say like free will is our, like when you make a choice that's outside of like causality, like physical causality.
I know that's but give me evidence that that's actually what happens.
I mean, I don't know if I can provide evidence. I mean, maybe I could like give you like philosophical arguments, but it just seems like in our everyday experience, it just seems that's the way we make our choices, right? Like I can choose.
I feel the same way, but I don't think it's true.
Well, why not? Like, I don't get it.
Because, like I was saying earlier, there's, I don't see any evidence that mental states alter brain states. it's completely the other way around. I think our thoughts are manifested out of this sort of, I usually call it a bottom-up process, because our thoughts are mediated through our brains. Our brains are these physical things. The brain states manifest out of neural pathways that fire. They're extremely complicated, right? But that is what's going on. Neural pathways are the result of individual neurons interacting together. The activity of neurons is the passing of neurotransmitters and chemicals and stuff like that. None of those layers have free will. Now I think we have consciousness, and that emerges out of those things, right? But to argue free will means, kind of like what I was saying earlier, there must be something outside of us that's actually controlling our physical bodies. And I find that idea to be, there's no evidence of it, but I find that to be a much creepier idea too.
Yeah, that's what I believe as a Christian. So as a Christian, I believe we have a soul, right? And our soul influences our body, and our body influences our soul. So when I choose to do something that's like, that my body like wants, like, for instance, my body wants food, right? But I can choose to like fast and not eat, right? That's my mind influencing my body, even though those hunger pains can be like really, really horrible.
I'd say those thoughts came from your brain, not your, because you can't, so like as an analogy, you can't know the result of a calculation before you do it. Right? Otherwise, there'd be absolutely no need to do the calculation. Well, if we have free will, then why do I need to even make decisions? I already know what I'm going to do.
Wait, what do you mean? You already know what you're
going to do. If I have free will, why do I need to make decisions? I already know what I'm going to do.
You do? Like, you don't deliberate, like, think about, ponder, and stuff
Why do
like
I
that.
have to think about it if I already know what I'm going to do?
But we do ponder, like, all of us ponder and think and deliberate, like, should I, should I not? We, like, wait.
And what's going on is I think something physical within us is manifesting, and then a decision comes out.
No, I
But
think, you know what I
if we
think?
have free will, there's no reason to do what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think you're just kind of like, you're really brainwashed by science, because science, they push like this physicalist, materialist worldview, and that's the reason why you hold on to this, like, this idea that everything's just physical and blah blah blah.
I
But
don't
our
believe in
everyday
things that
life,
there aren't evidence for.
but you have, you admit that you have consciousness, yet that's not physical, right? Even
I
like
am
science.
ex I am experiencing it. I can't not believe in it.
Exactly. Yeah,
I
I
can't
agree. I agree.
rationalize my thoughts or anything like that. They are I don't have a choice in that.
Yes, I know that. I agree. I agree. But my point is that there is something part of you that is immaterial, and I just want, I'm just,
Well, that's a
well, you should get
claim.
the
I just
knowledge.
need to see evidence.
Oh my goodness, consciousness. That's what I'm talking about. That is what's immaterial about you.
I
You
don't.
possess consciousness.
So, just because something's immaterial doesn't mean it's non-physical. Like, the light
That's the
is
definition of immaterial.
non-physical.
That's the
Or
definition of
sorry,
immaterial.
light is immaterial.
No, photon. There are photons, right? Those are physical, right?
Well, so they act like particles and waves, but they have no mass. So, like, we could say pure energy is not material, but that doesn't mean it's non-physical.
But it's still physical, though. Like, light is still, like, you can measure it. We can, like, measure, like,
You can measure
the
color, but color isn't physical. It's just a property that physical things have.
luminosity. Well, color is something that doesn't even exist in the physical world. You don't understand that, right? Like, colors is just something that only exists in the mind. Like, when scientists talk about colors, we're just
Well,
saying, like, no, it's
maybe.
true. It's really true. It's what we interpret has, what we interpret has colors. It's just our eye, our mind, seeing different wavelengths of light, and that's why we see different colors, right? But it
Yeah, I
doesn't
mean the
exist in
wavelengths are
the
real. Are the colors therefore not real? I don't know. That I mean that's actually interesting, but it's not gonna help either of us out in our argument, I don't think.
Well, but my point is that there are things that only exist in the mind. It doesn't exist in the physical world, and that leads to me,
So
that leads me to believe that there's more to us than just matter and energy. There's an immaterial part of us. I want
I think that
you.
really quick. I think that actually leads us to be free to assume things like the universe doesn't exist when I'm asleep.
What?
If you're saying like if the colors don't even exist, it's all in the perception of a mind.
Yeah,
Well, then
I
if there
couldn't. I
weren't any,
mean,
that kind of sounds like minds make the universe exist, and
I mean,
I don't think that's I don't believe in that.
okay, so like, where does the color, like in the physical realm, like, how, what is the redness of red? Like, how do we, like, measure that?
Well, we are perceiving the wavelength of it, right? Now,
Right.
I don't know what it even means for green to exist. I'm not a philosopher. I'm not that smart or anything like I can't remember what it was. The way you said something, kind of like, you said like without a mind, that property isn't there. Well, why
That's
even
true.
then why
That's
think that
true.
anything is there if our mind isn't activated? If all conscious creatures stopped existing, I don't think the universe would stop existing.
Well, I'm not saying just because, well, I don't know, like, the light wave, right? The light wave will still exist, but that the color of like the whatever the that whatever color that corresponds to that wavelength of light would not exist unless there's someone to like interpret that wavelength. You need a mind to interpret
So, you need a mind to perceive it. So I
that.
think perceptions would cease to exist, but I don't think saying that the properties cease to exist is real. Because you and I would both agree that this thing has mass. Well, that's just a property. It has density. That's a property. Its color is a property. Now, it seems weird because, like I said, I don't even know what it means for the color to exist. But I mean, I guess we kind of know why things look the way they do because they're reflecting wavelengths of energy. Our brains just have a way of hallucinating an image of what that is. So we could get stuck on this like forever, and I don't think it would actually help anyone's argument, but it's cool to think about.
Okay, but like, I don't know, man. I think you're taking like consciousness for granted, and I did too until I started getting to like the philosophy of mind. I started like reading some books about it, and I'm like, wow, like this is something that's really deep. And I think, and they say that that consciousness, solving the hard problems of consciousness, is like the last frontier of science, and we're not even. We don't even know where to begin when it comes to the study of consciousness, especially like the hard problems of consciousness, which is, according to like some philosophers, is like the subjective experiences, right? Like the pain, like feeling pain or the painness of pain. Like why do we feel like have this subjective qualitative experience of pain when we stub our toe? Like could it be that like hypothetically could it be that like we just react as if we felt pain. How can I explain it? Like a zombie, right? Like, could it be like someone who is molecule to molecule, like identical to you, but and have like the same reactions as you, but doesn't have this inner life, this subjective experience. So like if that identical person to you that does not have the inner life, if that person stubbed their toe. They would react as if they were in pain, but they wouldn't have that subjective experience of pain. Is that theoretically possible? And philosophers are like, yeah, I think that is possible. So if that's the case, then there must be something more to us than the physical. Does that make sense? I don't know if that made sense.
No, I understand what you're talking about. I've heard people talk about that. They're called like pea zombies or something like that.
Yeah, pea zombies.
But
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
somebody else's conscious experience is inaccessible to me. And so like figuring out precisely what consciousness is, yeah, it's one of the most mysterious things, I guess.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say I take my consciousness for granted or anything like that.
No,
In
I mean, I think
college, I drank a
people.
lot, so you could say that I took it for granted back
No,
then,
I
but.
think people just take like the whole thing of consciousness to gr for granted. It's like we experience it intimately all the time. It's just like we never like think about thinking, or think about like our inner thoughts. Like why do we think? Like why do I have these feelings? Why do I feel pain? Like, why do I feel love? Why do I feel hate? Like where does this come from? How is it possible that I'm just a this 6 pound of flesh in my head, this piece of meat in my head can enable this? This is weird. Like, I don't know. It's miraculous to me.
Yeah, I mean it's mysterious, but I think we're using miracle as a placeholder for something that's not yet understood. And I'm just like, nah, I want to see evidence.
All right, man. Well, I gotta get going, but you have a good night, man. And Jesus loves you, man. Take care.
All right, good for me.